Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey y'all, you're listening to This with Chris Show, the show where faith, culture, family freedom, and the chaos of life collide, usually with a hot take and a half-cold coffee, at least one dad joke that probably goes too far. I don't think I have any dad jokes for you guys today, so I'm sorry. But before I get started, a couple of things, right? One, it wasn't until today, right, a full month after kicking off this show, that I realized that when I move my hands when recording, the camera has some sort of AI thing where the screen will kind of zoom in. And since I admittedly did not read the instruction manual, I'll try to not wave my hands around. I think I have the setting set, so it won't do that. All right, number two. If you're wondering what's up with this facial hair, well, I haven't shaved. It's been a long weekend. Plus, I think I'm going to go ahead and get started on No Shave November or Movember. Something I like to do every year for Men's Health Awareness Month. Look, my mom always told me that my face, she likes my face shaved. It looks like a potato, which, come to think of it, I don't know if it was a compliment or not. I haven't figured that one out yet. All right. Anyway, let's get right into it. Happy Monday, by the way. Today, I'm talking about winning, losing, and everything in between, right? The scoreboard, the stats, the heartbreak, and why sometimes losing is actually the most important thing that can happen to you, okay? Look, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics a little bit, college football, because holy smokes, this weekend was wild, okay? I'm also going to tell you a little story about my son, his lacrosse team, and one of the most profound lessons I've seen in a very long time, right there on a field in North Texas. So buckle up, whether you're a college football fanatic like myself and my family, I think they pretend to be because of me, or a tired parent just trying to make it through another weekend of youth sports, right? This episode is absolutely for you. If you haven't checked out my previous episode about the wussification of America, this is slightly contradictory to the content of and the topic, but that one is very much so a real life topic as well. Look, every once in a while, right, college football reminds us why it's one of the most unpredictable, beautifully chaotic sports on the planet. In the SEC, we call that any given Saturday. So this past weekend, right, some of the top-ranked teams got rocked, okay? Miami, I think it was Memphis, Texas Tech, and of course Ole Miss, they were all upset. Let's not forget that the Georgia Bulldogs are now moving back up from number 10 to number 5, go Dogs, and Georgia Tech ranked in the top 10, number 7 for the first time since 2009. I have a feeling that the Gridiron in-state rival game in Georgia later in November is going to be amazing. I want to kind of go. Shout out to my wife. Hopefully she'll get me tickets. Look, you had powerhouse programs like walking out and wondering literally what just happened, right? I'm sure the locker rooms were silent. The fans were stunned. The coaches probably aged 5 years in one afternoon or evening, depending on when they played. And what's wild, right, is that these teams, these programs built on perfection, legacy, and all of that stuff, kind of all had that same look on their faces, right, at the end of the game, which was, I guess, disbelief. But here's the thing, right? Losing in college football or in life isn't the end of the story. It's the mirror moment. It's when they kind of find out who they really are. Because when you go undefeated and halfway through the season, it's easy to believe that you're unstoppable. But when you lose, you'll find out if you're unbreakable. Okay? Sorry about my voice. I was yelling today at my kids' game. So it's kind of raspy. So this weekend, while a lot of the ranked teams were out there crying in their helmets and half of the country's brackets were catching fire, my little guy was out in the field with his buddies and his lacrosse team playing lacrosse. They had three games today, right? Back to back, under that Texas sweltering sun. It was a little cold in the morning, chilly, and it heated right up. And if you live here, you know exactly how that feels, right? And especially if you're standing in the sun all day, it's like you're standing on the surface of the sun. Game one, they came out swinging, right? Our team, man, those boys were flying. They won 7-5. My son scored four goals, right, with some amazing assists from his teammates. I'm over on the sideline thinking, all right, maybe I should call up some D1 schools already and let them know he's ready to be recruited, right? Game two, excuse me, game two, we played a tough game and a tough team, right? We lost. We were up for a while, but we lost 4-5. Still, my little man managed to put two more goals on the board. Super proud of him. And then came game three. Man, this was like watching a small town team roll up to play the monsters from Space Jam. Okay, our team got crushed 7-0. And it wasn't even close. It was one of those games where the ref blows the whistle and you just want to yell the mercy rule. Now, shout out to the coaches, shout out to every single one of those kids on the lacrosse team. They played their hearts out, right? What got me got That's what got to me, right? Like, our boys, they never quit. They kept on running. The sun was beating down on them. Their legs were jelly, right? From having played two previous games. Their jerseys were soaked. But they just kept on fighting. Every single face-off, every defensive slide, every stick check, every pass, every attempt to shoot on goal. I mean, these boys were just pushing, right? I loved it. And when that final whistle blew, I saw my son, right? Like he walks across the field towards his mom and I, and he pulled off his helmet. He had it in one hand, his lacrosse stick in the other, his shoulders kind of like low. And I knew that look, right? But especially when he got closer, his bottom lip started to tremble. And that's when I gave, it was like I gave everything I had and it still wasn't enough look. Okay. So he comes over to the sideline and I say, "Hey, buddy, man, you played amazing. We're so proud of you and the entire team." And right then, right there, he kind of just fell into my arms and started sobbing. All right. That cry wasn't just tears, right? It was 50% exhaustion, right? And the rest was heartbreak and raw humanity all in one moment. He didn't cry for long. Couple of tears came out, right? But in between the sobs, he kind of says to me, he's like, I guess right here. He goes, "Daddy, I wanted to win." And man, that really hit me because that's it, right? It's exactly like college football players and how they must feel, right? That's what CEOs must feel. When they have to riff half of their company because of profit P&L losses, right? That's what parents feel. That's what every human who's ever cared deeply about something feels when it doesn't go their way. We all just want to win, right? And that's like human nature. That's what we're taught. But the truth, right? Losing, no one teaches you how to do that. Losing is what builds your backbone. When you win, you celebrate, right? But when you lose, if you're not, you should evaluate. Man, that's catchy. I'm gonna use that again. You see, the scoreboard, right? It tells you the outcome of the game, right? But not the effort. It tells you, who scored more points, but not who showed more heart. If you have a look at college football stats, it tells you all the team stats, but not it can't statistically show you the grit that these players had, right? I can't measure the kid who still sprinted after every ball. You can't measure the player who showed up, right? Even though they were sick. It can't measure the dad or the mom on the sideline who just learned what real resilience looks like. So let's go back to college football for a second. I love talking college football, by the way. And if anyone wants me to be a announcer, I'm open. But listen, when those top teams in the college football, on every Saturday, when they lose, there's chaos, right? The internet just happens to always melt down. Coaches, they get roasted online. Players get questioned at press conferences. But what we don't see is on Monday, right? The Monday after, or maybe even the next day after, that's when the real magic happens. That's when films get the film, gameplay gets watched. Plays get redrawn and humility gets reinstalled. I'm still waving my hand, sorry. but because success is not built in victory, it's refined in defeat. Every college football dynasty from, I'll mention my two favorite, right? From Kirby Smart's Georgia football team and Nick Saban's Alabama, right? Those teams have been forged in losses. Even though there were very few losses, there were some, I guess, usually against each other. Look, loss is the forge that tempers the fire. You can't call yourself great if you've never had to fight back from the floor. And I'm not saying that you have to hit rock bottom. There is an episode coming about hitting rock bottom. But when I held my son, right, after today's game or yesterday's game, part of me wanted to tell him, man, it's okay, buddy. We'll win next time. But instead, I told him something different. And this is like an out-of-body experience because I don't usually do this. But I said, hey, buddy, you already did win. Because he had, right? He had won. The team did win. That's not the wussification of America. What I'm talking about is, he and those kids, they showed up, right? They played hard, gave everything they possibly could. And when it didn't go their way, right? And when it didn't go my son's way, he felt it. He didn't numb it. He didn't shrug it off. He didn't blame anybody. He cared so deeply about the team and about the team winning. That's why he cried. And that's the kind of losing that leads to greatness, I believe. Right, because losing with heart, right, beats winning with ego every single time. Now, listen, like not to get all philosophical, like not to get all in the weeds and deep on all of this, right? But there's something kind of poetic about sports, I've got to say. Even though I didn't play a whole lot of sports growing up, we all get a little older. We get fatter, we get slower, maybe like me, a little balder, but the lessons never change. You see, you fall up, sorry, you fall down, and then you get right back up, right? When you miss, you swing again. When you lose, you learn. And sometimes you lose so badly, right? But that doesn't define you. It refines you, like I said earlier. And hey, if all else fails, just remember, right? Every championship college football coach probably cries in the shower sometimes. And I know that I said I wasn't going to have any dad jokes. That was not a dad joke, but I was just trying to be funny. Still kind of seeing if I got any of this comedy in me. But look, here's the takeaway, guys, right? Whether it's college football or your kids' soccer team or your kids' lacrosse team, whether you're, as a family chasing championships or maybe you are just trying to survive Monday morning. Winning is awesome, right? But losing with heart, man, that's divine. Truly, truly is. Because every single loss that you endure, and when you endure it with grace, it's building something in you that winning never can do, right? And one day, right, when the lights are bright and that scoreboard finally swings your way, man, you'll know that it wasn't luck, right? It was pure grit and determination. It was the lessons from every single loss that made you and prepared you to make you ready. Man, I feel deep. All right, listen, this was episode 30, a lot shorter than the last few, but I feel like they're gonna get longer. I don't know. Today, we're also celebrating 1 month into this with Chris Show, officially 1 month. So thanks for tuning in, right, to this show. If this episode hit you, if it reminded you of that one time, you or your kid gave everything and still came up short, man, share it with a friend, right? Share the YouTube or Spotify or whatever. Remember, life's not about how many times you win. It's about how many times you got back up. That your kids got back up. All right. So again, I know it's a lot for a Monday morning, but listen, you guys can catch this full episode on Spotify and YouTube. And if you haven't, hit that subscribe button because we've got a lot more real talk coming your way, more laughter. I'm going to continue to push and work on my comedy and dad jokes. And many more stories coming your way, including the sobriety story that a lot of folks are waiting to hear. I'm Krish, and I will see you on the next one. Love you guys.